from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, May 28, 2024, for the Ohio News Network. I'm Kate Burdett. In Northwest Ohio, a Port Clinton man has died following a weekend shooting in Findlay. ONN's Stephen Jackson in Toledo has the story.
Police in Findlay on the hunt for a killer after a man was shot and killed late last night. This happened on Howard Street off of North Main Street just before 7 last night. Police say that's where they found 18-year-old Javion Zimmerman, who appeared to have been shot. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. No arrests have been made.
A child hit by a car in northeastern Ohio's Ashtabula County has died. ONN's Stephanie Haney reports.
12-year-old Ty David Mirzayevsky was hit by a car while riding his bicycle Friday afternoon. He passed away at Akron Children's Hospital yesterday due to his injuries. The driver of the car was arrested for operating a vehicle under the influence, and additional charges are pending while an investigation is ongoing.
In Lorain County, west of Cleveland, a suspect has been arrested in the shooting death of a woman. ONN's Danita Harris.
A man will be arraigned in connection to a deadly shooting in Eaton Township. It happened late Sunday night near Melody Lane. A 29-year-old woman was killed in the shooting. Police arrested 34-year-old Clifford Serafin Jr. He is facing multiple charges, including murder. He's being held on a $1 million bond.
One person is dead after a crash in southeast Ohio's Meigs County. Here's ONN's Brett Wharf.
Over the weekend, the Ohio State Highway Patrol's Gallup Police Post reports a pickup truck traveling east on U.S. 33 drove off of the road, struck an embankment, and a tree. The truck reportedly overturned and came to rest. The 31-year-old driver was reportedly not wearing a seatbelt. He was transported to a medical center in Pomeroy, Ohio, where he later succumbed to his injuries. The Ohio State Highway Patrol says the crash remains under investigation.
The time from Memorial Day to Labor Day is when the Ohio State Highway Patrol says more people are out and more deadly crashes happen. ONN's Angela Ann has more with Lieutenant Ray Santiago.
The patrol says Ohio saw more than 67,000 crashes last year, and nearly 400 people died during that time frame. Troopers say the biggest concern during these 100 days is teen drivers, where crash numbers tend to go up.
The goal is to make sure everyone gets to where they're going safely. We always want to see those numbers decrease. So everyone always says troopers are chasing numbers. You're absolutely right. And that number is zero. If we can get through a day, a shift, you know, a weekend without any traffic fatalities, that's a good day.
Shots were fired at a popular Columbus area mall over the weekend, and the suspects are now facing charges. ONN's Clay Gordon has details.
Two teenage boys now face multiple felony charges accused of firing shots Saturday night at Easton Town Center. Police say it happened just before 9 on Gramercy Street near Shake Shack. They said the suspects are teenagers, 16 and 17-year-olds. They fired shots towards people. However, no injuries were reported. The teens now face 7 charges apiece. In a statement to 10TV News, Easton Town Center says the mall was not placed on lockdown, but access to the West Garage and where the shooting took place were both restricted.
A Northeast Ohio community is joining a national effort to become a dementia-friendly city. ONN's Candace Hare explains with Jerry Devis, executive director of the Carolyn L. Farrell Foundation for Brain Health.
Dementia. CDC estimates show it will change the lives of nearly 14 million Americans by 2060, leading more communities to find ways to better support these residents and their families. At the helm of these efforts in Westlake is the Carolyn L. Farrell Foundation for Brain Health.
Most individuals we work with live in their own home and residence. So often they become isolated. We try to bring joy and experiences for individuals and their families.
Programs aren't where this foundation is stopping, however, as they're working through the process of certifying Westlake as a dementia-friendly city.
And funds are being allocated to study a potential new event venue in Cincinnati. ONN's Tracy Townsend explains.
A new arena in Cincinnati? Maybe. The city and Hamilton County have collectively set aside $50,000 to study the issue. Heritage Bank Center opened in 1975. Over the years, it has had many names and has been home to collegiate and professional teams, including the Cincinnati Cyclones minor league hockey team. The arena, which has undergone renovations over the years, seats slightly more than 17,000 people. The city and area business leaders contend a new arena is necessary to attract large-scale concerts, political conventions, and other events.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.